Reporter Pat Dowell occasionally files for NPR. She lives in Baytown, Texas, about half a mile from the waters of Galveston Bay. She and her husband chose not to evacuate this mandatory evacuation zone from Ike. She joins us. Pat, how are you doing?
Well, it's blowing pretty good here. We're in the back part of the storm. The eye ended at about 5 o'clock. We went out during the eye to see what was happening, and we saw a lot of trees down, but none of them had hit our roof. We stayed because we knew the surge, which was what the mandatory evacuation was designed to protect people from, would not make it up to our house. We're practically on a mountaintop here. Our elevation is 36 feet, so that's a lot in Baytown. We did go out during the eye and walked about a block and a half and encountered the bay. The bay had come up that far, but it's not coming any further. Power, of course, is out and will be for many days, we understand. Our power went off about 11 p.m. last night.
You're a few blocks, I'm told, from the largest oil refinery in the United States.
Yes, that's right, the Exxon refinery. And it provides a wonderful illumination tonight because they have all their flares going, and we can see, standing in the door of our house, lots of small branches, twigs, leaves flying through the air. And thanks to Exxon, which has lit up the night sky, that's the hurricane. Oh, and there goes part of the greenhouse roof. So I'll close that door so that we don't have any part of it coming in.
Pat, should you be in a room without windows?
We have all the windows boarded up. We opened the door because we went out during the eye, and when the wind started up again, we actually wanted to take a look at some of the trees and how they were blowing towards the house, because we have these two houses connected by a porch, and we wanted to make sure that if a limb comes down and pierces the roof, we can know where to take emergency measures so that we don't get a tremendous amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's really blowing very hard now.
Now, the back end of the storm is coming, and I'm told that's the really dangerous.
We're actually living through it right now. It seems as strong as the front end of the storm was, but, of course, the wind is now coming from the opposite direction. And the sidewalks and everything are just completely littered with leaves and foliage and so forth. And, as I said, we have several big trees down, but nothing so far has crushed a car or pierced a house, either ours or the neighbor's, luckily.
So far, you think you did the right thing by staying?
Oh, yes, I think we did. I mean, it hasn't been totally frightening. It's been some cause for concern, of course. And it's a phenomenon, let's face it, that I have never experienced before. And I'm glad to see it if it doesn't get any worse.
Reporter Pat Dowell, hunkered down in Baytown, Texas. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
I will do so.